Hey, Matt Ryan here, joined right now by Lawrence Maxwell. Lawrence, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, anytime, Lawrence. So I want to ask you about your new tune, Blackout Curtain. I've been listening to this one. It's a great tune. Tell us a little bit about your new release and kind of how this one came to be and the story behind it.
Yeah, so this song I recorded here on Prince Edward Island, where I'm from, with my producer, Colin Buchanan. And I wrote the song originally. I moved into a place with my girlfriend, and she just insisted that we have blackout curtains on the windows. And I didn't really know that was a thing. I just thought all curtains kind of did the same thing. But apparently there's like extra strength Tylenol, there's extra strength curtains. And so I just realized, I could sleep a lot of the day away, and it became a bit of a problem. But then when the song came about, it kind of, I used it as a bit of a metaphor, with some of the challenges that we can face in life. And sometimes we're really just as thin as a curtain away from a sunny day or something like that. That's just beyond our reach, but it's so accessible if we just kind of make that extra step to look there. So that's kind of the mindset that I was in writing the song. And then it just became a place where I could kind of put a lot of those emotions, those heavier feelings, and turn it into something that sounded a bit brighter and more optimistic.
For sure. No, congratulations on the release. So you said you're from Prince Edward. Where about on the island are you from? Charlottetown area?
Well, I grew up in the North Shore, so like Brackley Beach
Okay.
area. But right now I live just outside of Charlottetown, about 20 minutes toward the Confederation Bridge, I guess.
Nice. I know a little bit because I'm actually planning on a trip out to PEI in New Brunswick later on in the year. So I know a little bit of that area. What was kind of the vibe growing up again on the island in the music industry? I've talked to some artists that are from PEI, and it seems like it has a really good music scene. How's been your experience again growing up on the island?
Well, I guess my experience on the island, my dad always played music, but there was never really anyone that I looked to who was within the music industry per se. I left PEI, and then when I came back in 2014, that's kind of when I started meeting some of the musicians around here. It's when I really took a deeper interest into music. And so I just started getting connected with other artists and getting familiar with music PEI, and had a chance to meet a lot of the well-known artists from here, and eventually do some shows together, whether it was through showcase events or the Music PEI week or whatever it was. So it's been a very supportive community, and I think we pack a bit of a punch here in terms of the musicians that we have per capita. You look at like
For
every
sure.
house, and I'm pretty sure there's like every second house probably has a guitar or a piano
No
in it.
doubt. Yeah. For sure. Absolutely. And also the Cavendish Beach Music Festival, very, very big and popular music festival in Canada, which is right there as well. So very, very cool. Again, joined now by Lawrence Maxwell. What's kind of this year looking like for you? Are you planning to be pretty busy playing a lot of live shows? What's kind of this summer and the rest of this year kind of looking like for you?
Yeah, for sure. I think mostly for this summer, we're focusing on performing here just around the Maritimes. I've done a bit of travel, Ontario, and then we did some European dates last year and then earlier this spring. But for this summer, we're going to keep it a bit more local. I'm going to focus more on getting some recordings done. And then hopefully, the plan is once I have the album ready next year, I'll be able to tour a little bit farther west into Canada. That's always been
That's
a goal
awesome.
of mine, is to get out to Saskatchewan and Alberta and stuff. So
Very, very cool. That's awesome. So again, looking forward to what's on the way from you. And if people kind of want to follow along with what you're up to, is there website, social media platforms you're posting to? How can people follow along with what you're up to?
for sure, yeah, lawrencemaxwell.com is the website, and it has links to all my socials. I'm trying to stay up to date on all those as much as I can, so they're all linked on my website.
Awesome. Super simple. Lawrence, we really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. I wish you all the best, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much.